Our guest in the cafe this morning is Derek Price with Green Shoot Media. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
And Derek has been a member of the Commerce City Council, City of Commerce, Charter Revision Committee. And coming up on Saturday, May 7th, is an election for 10, right? 10 different charter revisions for the city.
I believe it's 10 different changes. And every registered voter in the City of Commerce is going to get a list of all these changes. And I think it's going to be a good thing. I'm hoping people will vote in favor of these changes, but take a look and see what you think.
It's not a very long foreboding thing that people have to get through. It's about 3 or 4 pages. So I think you can easily read through these in probably 5 minutes or so.
Sure. And the way this works is city charters, for lack of a better term, it's kind of like the constitution for your city.
That's right.
It sets the rules for how the city operates. Mm-hmm. And every few years, cities like to review those charters and update them and see if they want to make any changes. So I was a part of the Charter Review Committee that met last year, and we met for months, would meet for lunch and go over all these different changes, a long, long list of everything we wanted to do in the city charter and say, do we want to make a change here? Do we not? We thought about it, had a lot of really thoughtful people on this group and came up with some great recommendations, I think, for things that could improve how government runs in Commerce.
Who are some of the other people that work with you on that?
Some of the other people, Jason Cunningham was the chairman, Bob Johnson, Becky Thompson, Robin Alexander, Susan Voss, Lavelle Hendricks, John Sands, and Gene Lockhart. And I think there may have been a couple others as well.
I see. Well, one that we talked about a couple of times back when we visited was a change in the charter that would basically create overlapping terms for city council members so you don't have a complete turnover all at once, try to have more stability.
Yeah, right now we've got 2-year terms for city council members and the mayor, and we're proposing we extend that to 3-year terms, and I think that's a good idea for a couple of reasons. One, from what I understand, it takes a good year to learn how to be a city council person before you can be, you know, really effective in that job. And two, you can't change a majority in just one election if we extend these terms. So right now, like it is with this election coming up in May, it's possible we could get a totally different majority on the city council and upset the apple cart in just one election. So you'd have just one cycle and everything could change. And for leadership stability standpoint, I think it's a good idea to stretch that out so it's not possible to get a majority turnover in one election. So you'd have 2 city council people 1 year, 2 city council people the next year, and then the mayor in that 3rd year.
Mm-hmm. And also you're changing, or the charter revision, if it's approved by the voters, would change the residency requirements for city council members.
Yeah, it kind of clarified that a little bit. As I understand it, we had a council person in the past, and other cities have dealt with this as well, where some person will move away, or maybe they'll live in a vacation home that's outside the city limits, but it'll say they live in the city. Well, we wanted to make it really clear, if you're going to run for city council and serve our city, you need to be a real resident of Commerce. And that means you need to show your driver's license and have that on your driver's license, as well as a utility account, for example, that's in your name, that's at a city address, so that people can't try to skirt that, basically.
We're talking with Derek Price, and Derek was on the City of Commerce Charter Revision Committee, and coming up on Saturday, May 7th, voters will have a chance to vote on these 10 charter revisions. Another thing has to do with a city council member's role in supervising city employees.
Yeah, this is something you see from time to time, especially in small towns, where a city council person will try to go directly to a city employee and tell them what to do. And in the case of Commerce, I've heard there were some controversies in the past with things like this, and we wanted to, again, make it very clear that's not a good way to run a city. If you're going to be on the city council, you work through the city manager. So we wanted to put wording in there that says specifically, neither the council nor any member thereof shall give orders to any subordinates of the city manager, either publicly or privately. So again, it's just spelling that out in very, very clear terms that basically, it could be a mess when city council members try to run things directly themselves instead of there being one clear boss, which is the city manager.
Mm-hmm. Also, inquiries must be started as a resolution of the city council. One city council person cannot start his or her own inquiry on a particular topic.
Yeah, exactly. Again, I don't pretend to understand all the details about this, but I think in the past we've had cases, and other cities have had cases, where one city council member will try to start an investigation on their own, not necessarily with the support of the rest of the council. And to be able to start a formal investigation and create a major ordeal for the city should take more than just one city council member, we think. So it would be a good idea to say, by resolution, you can start an investigation, meaning the city council has to vote and have a majority that want to ask these questions first.
Mm-hmm. Again, the election is Saturday, May 7th, and early voting begins when?
Early voting starts Monday, April 25th.
All right, Derek, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
Derek Price with Green Shoot Media here locally, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.